The News, une présentation de Ngou Henry.
Bonjour Stella. Bonjour. The main points. All routes in the northwest region will be leading to the esplanade of the Mesam SDO's office in Bamenda, where the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, will be projected this Saturday. The seventh edition of the Douala International Marathon has kicked off this morning with over 500 athletes taking part. Preparations are in full swing in Bamenda for the public screening of a documentary on Paul Biya, described by citizens as a great statesman. The head of the delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture, in charge of the projection of the film, Michael Ngwang, confirms that the stage is ready with over 400 attendees expected for the event. Sylvie Banta reports.
Less than 24 hours to the screening of the documentary film on President Paul Biya in Bamenda, the regional steering committee, led by Professor Fru Angbafo III, is leaving no stone unturned to ensure a smooth and successful event.
We've had steering committee meeting this morning to inform our population and to say that the reports are very encouraging. We see a lot of movement, activities, and people are eager to watch the president's film.
The head of delegation from the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Michael Ngwang Ngwayi, confirms that the stage is set and technical inspections are underway to ensure everything runs smoothly.
The entire team is here, the equipments are here, the car podium is more than halfway mounted.
Artists are also conducting final rehearsals to enliven the screening event, which will take place tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th, at the Esplanade of the SDO's office in Off Station, Bamenda. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And the acting head of the Northwest Regional Permanent Delegation of the CPDM, member of the Political Bureau of the party, Senator Regina Mundi, has the honor to invite all the CPDM supporters and sympathizers of the Northwest region to the projection of the documentary film titled Paul Biya, the Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny at the Esplanade of the SDO's office in Mesam, Bamenda, this Saturday. In this regard, all heads of the divisional permanent delegations are requested to take special note. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, in her capacity as representative of the Prime Minister, head of government, will preside over the opening ceremony of the Cameroon International Tech Summit on Monday, the 28th of October, 2024, at 9 a.m. at the Yaoundé Conference Center. The meeting, held under the theme Technology, Innovation, Entrepreneurship and Sustainability as Tools for Economic Growth, will provide a platform for inclusive exchanges in the digital field and will address the interests and needs of various stakeholders, both at the national and international level. Graduates from the Police Training and Applications Center in Mutengene, Southwest Region, have been exhorted to demonstrate professionalism, discipline, commitment to public service, and scrupulous respect for ethics in order to succeed in their respective assignment. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangili, made the appeal while chairing the graduation ceremony of 2,444 cadet police inspectors and police constables at the college in Mutengene. Humbo Suzi Mojoa reports.
The laureates include 695 police inspectors and 1,749 police constables. They have undergone the necessary training to help reinforce the nation's crime-fighting efforts.
Cadet police constable Ngene Landry, it was not an easy journey. There was a lot of struggle, suffering, but we made it. I thank the government, our delegate, for making us today to smile.
According to the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, the graduates are receiving their attributes at a time when new forms of crime are emerging, including digital fraud, the rise in human trafficking, and the consumption of narcotics and other psychotropic substances. He has therefore enjoined them to suppress and prevent these unlawful acts from gaining a foothold in the society.
First grade police inspector, Gogo Roland Johnson, with this new rank which the President of the Republic and the Delegate General have accorded me, and with the confidence that the Cameroonian population have put on me, I'm once more pledging towards them that I will work with honor, royalty and devotion.
The police inspectors and constables are now expected to serve their communities and keep their boots on the ground. Humbo Suzy Monchoa, CRTV News, Motengene.
Butchers in Bafoussam in the West region now have a better means of transporting from the slaughterhouse to the market. An additional truck for the transportation has been purchased and put at their disposal by the Bafoussam City Council. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
It is a new dawn for butchers and consumers of meat in Bafoussam. The official reception of these trucks acquired by the Bafoussam City Council will go a long way in ameliorating the preservation of meat transported to market for consumption, a gesture well appreciated by West Regional Governor Awa Funke Augustine.
We're very satisfied with what is going on. The Bafoussam City Council has purchased this vehicle to reinforce the dispositions of the protection of the consumption of meat of some.
In total, two isothermic trucks with the capacity of transporting a minimum of 30 slaughtered cows each were officially received and put to use. Roger Tafam is the Bafoussam City Council mayor.
The former camion was a bit small. Now with this second one, we will be sure that they will no more see the meat on bicycle. We are sure that all what will be slaughtered in the slaughterhouse will be carried on a normal hygienic condition to our market.
Transporting meat from the Bafoussam slaughterhouse to the three main markets promises to be a smooth ride. Henceforth, Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
You are listening to the 8:30 a.m. news over the national station of the CRTV. In sports, more than 500 athletes from Cameroon and abroad are taking part in the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon, taking place in Douala. The athletes to compete in the 42.2 kilometers distance will kick already taking part at the event, from where Harrison Hachu Tiku reports. Hello, Harrison.
Good morning, Ngo Henry. Actually, the kickoff is about to be given for this Saturday semi-marathon of the 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon. Douala is already in the rhythm of the marathon as the elites take part events. The local and international marathoners will cover a distance of 21.1 kilometers. They will take off from here in Bessege to Marché de Fleurs and return back to the stand from Lantrim Spa. We also have some junior athletes who are looking forward to the exercise with excitement. Ngo, the main event will be tomorrow with over 1,000 athletes expected to cover a distance of 42.2 kilometers from here. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Nasis Molekombi, is expected to give the kickoff of tomorrow's marathon. In some few seconds, the kickoff of this Saturday semi-marathon will be given. And like I said earlier, it's a distance of 21.1 kilometers. We shall be there. Harrison Ashutiku live at the Douala Grandstand for the news.
Thanks, Harrison Ashutiku. To end the news, once more, the main points. All routes in the northwest region are leading to the esplanade of the Mesam SDO's office in Bamenda, where the documentary film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny, will be projected this Saturday. The 7th edition of the Douala International Marathon has kicked off this morning with over 500 athletes taking part. That ends the 8:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.